All right, so we are here, and when I say we, it is just I, and I did not want to cancel last minute, so it's just me. I'm going to go through some stuff all by myself, because if you didn't notice, it's still just me and only going to be me. Pierre's working, which I guess is a decent excuse. Dimitri doesn't feel good. If everyone could drop a, Dimitri, please go to the doctor in the comments. I'll screenshot and send it to him later. And if we could drop a, Jeremiah, please buy a computer. I need you in the comments as well. So Dimitri, go to the doctor. Jeremiah, buy a computer. Let's drop those in the comments and let's keep liking. Let's keep liking. I am live on TikTok. I'm live on YouTube. I think Twitch, Facebook, I don't know, Twitter, whatever it's called. So watch wherever you like, but I prefer you on YouTube. All right. So we do have Jeremiah under Above All Comics in the YouTube chat. So you might hear me refer to him once or twice. The rest of the time, I probably am going to ignore him. But yeah, let's go right into the news, because there's a lot of news, like so much news. Probably half of it's not worth reading, if I'm being honest. Let's go right into it. The nerdy news. Mark Ruffalo said Marvel asked him not to comment on the possible Hulk movie. So what do I think about that? Just propaganda. I don't think they actually said anything to him. I think he's being playful. That's what I would call it. He's being a little playful. I don't think we're going to get a Hulk movie. I don't see how they would undo Smart Hulk. Is that what we're calling him? I don't see how they would undo that. And I don't think She-Hulk had a big enough kind of boom of excitement, even though I loved it. I don't think there was enough there for them to say, yeah, let's do more Hulk. Because you're not going to do more Hulk at this point without adding more Hulks. And we're already getting Red Hulk. That's my opinion. I think it's all nonsense. This probably wasn't newsworthy. It's rumor worthy. But him saying he can't comment on it, I don't think that means anything. Next in our news, we have a Blade video game before the movie. Why is that? I don't know, but I'm excited because I love Blade. And if you're not reading the Blade comic by Brian Edward Hill, I recommend it. I am severely behind because I read digitally, but it does Blade justice. Like it feels the way Blade is supposed to feel. I don't know if that's the correct way to say it, but I like it a lot. If you're on the TikTok, come over to the YouTube. If you're on the TikTok and want to just hit the like button over and over and just put me on mute, that works too. But we're on YouTube. I can see comments the best here. Next in the nerdy news, Marvel settles legal battle for Spider-Man and Doctor Strange rights from the Steve Ditko estate. So I'm not going to comment more on this than what I just said, but the next time we have co-host Jeremiah in an episode, I would like him to go into this very deeply because I don't understand. I don't understand because I read modern things and I never really knew that there were legal problems. So, yeah. So Jeremiah is putting a what in the chat. Like, go Google it. It's a thing. I saw it multiple places. Somehow, some way, there was a legal battle. And I do think it had to do with omnibus sales. So it might not be as exciting. But yes, Jeremiah will give a detailed explanation in the future about Marvel settling legal battles for Spider-Man and Doctor Strange. We have a TikTok comment saying that you have the exact beard style as LeBron James. I don't know how to take that, but if you're looking at me that way, I like it. Keep it coming. Sean Gunn, you know, James Gunn's brother, has been cast as Maxwell Lord, which, as we know, was Pedro in the Wonder Woman movie. You know, the weird Wonder Woman movie where she had her dead ex-boyfriend possess a random man and then did stuff with, like, that Wonder Woman movie. So that Maxwell Lord is no more, and we have Sean Gunn gonna play the role. There was definitely some backlash for this. I know, what's his name? The guy who played Shazam has some questionable opinions on things. He's talking crap about this, apparently. So there's that. But yeah, I mean, my complaint is, if you're doing this, why aren't you doing this completely? Like, I feel like they're still not admitting it's a hard reboot. Like, who are we trying to keep from the Snyderverse that you won't just call it a hard reboot? I don't quite understand what the problem is here. Marina Bakarin, you know, from Gotham, from Deadpool, is going to be in Deadpool 3. That's the big news. She's going to be in Deadpool 3. The movie looks nuts. I didn't really know how the character even fit because it just seems like there's going to be so much going on. But I'm glad she's back. She's cool. Like her. So something I'm excited about to shift gears towards, like, actual comic books again. Storm and Killmonger are freedom fighters and romantically involved in the new Ultimate Universe. So Dimitri, co-host, a few weeks ago, I believe, had a theory that the Ultimate Universe Black Panther would in fact be Killmonger. And that was just going to be the Ultimate Black Panther. So he was wrong. not too far off that Killmonger would be involved. But yes, yeah, so Storm and Killmonger, that's a nice little FU to Black Panther in this universe. And they're freedom fighters. And apparently it's against Moon Knight, whatever the Ultimate Moon Knight is up to. So I'm still reading Ultimate Invasion. I've been so busy that reading paper comics is out of the question, let alone going to the comic shop. So I'm strictly digital right now, and it's shameful. I'm embarrassed by it, but I'm behind. But what I've read so far, I'm very excited for the Ultimate Universe, or the new version of it. Big fan of the old Ultimate Universe. Obviously, that's where we got Miles, and that's where Peter Parker was murdered. For real. Not like, I mean, I guess he did come back, for being honest. Which I didn't love, Bendis, by the way. I didn't love how you brought him back. Just putting that out there. But you could, they could do cool stuff with it now, so I guess it's okay. Okay, now just going all over the place. My Hero Academia Netflix live action production has begun. So if you're an anime fan, I don't see how you couldn't be knowledgeable of My Hero Academia. I know I initially talked crap in the sense of, I was like, oh, it's just, it's X-Men, right? Just Xavier School, just anime. Just, it's a very dense story that is not as kid-friendly as it looks. And it is definitely one of my favorite anime. Not that I've watched more than two dozen, in a sense, but I'm excited for a live action. Never watched One Piece, but I watched the live action, thoroughly enjoyed it. So if they can replicate the success there, I'm all for it. Just worried about the voice, because I did watch it dubbed, which is also embarrassing. But yeah, Saw 11 has been officially announced and will release September 2024. So yeah, I thought this was worthy of bringing up because that was like the horror movie of, I don't want to say my generation, but like Saw was the one that came out that was like the thing to go to the mall and go to the movie theater and see. Not saying I actually did that, but it's 11 they're on. September 2024. Interesting. Now, this is something that is rather upsetting. The Watchmen TV series. I know a lot of people were against the fact. I know the author probably was against the fact, but the Watchmen TV series, right? A true sequel to the book, not to the movie, but to the book, has been removed from HBO Max. Or I'm sorry, just called Max now, right? So where did it go? Why did it go? I have a theory of where and why, which I'm going to say in a second, which let me move up in my list so I don't mess up here. But I think that Watchmen TV show is probably the best piece of comic book TV that's not from a comic book. So think about, to understand what I'm saying, think about like the Walking Dead spinoffs, right? The spinoffs weren't from comics. It's just in the world. This Watchmen TV series was a sequel to exactly that, right? To the book. It was so well done. I mean, the actors, everything. Somewhere behind me, which should be hung up, I actually have basically the whole main cast. I think the only guy that wasn't there, which, again, I'm not good with names, but the guy who played Dr. Manhattan, like everyone else. I got to meet everyone else and never thought the show was going to be anything. Literally one of my top shows of all time. And it's just, it's off of Max. And where is it probably going to end up? If it ends up on Tubi. On Tubi. Why? Why is this happening is the question. So Tubi is now streaming DC films and shows, including new releases. So is Warner Brothers actually in severe trouble here? Maybe. Maybe, because I'm pretty sure Tubi's free. Like, I don't think it's like a streaming subscription in a sense. I'm sure you can pay to get rid of ads or something, but it is concerning. And the fact that the Watchmen TV series went away, I almost want to just download Tubi and just see if it went there, because now I'm like fearful. And like, I'm all for digital media, but like, it's getting a little scary. It's getting a little scary here. I did see that I left Jeremiah's comment up on the screen longer than I intended. But Jeremiah now is telling me, or was telling me probably 10 minutes ago, to stop hating on Peter Parker, which I will never do, simply for the fact that it aggravates you, because I actually don't hate him. I just prefer him like not alive or possessed by Dr. Octopus. But yeah, so I'm pretty pretty bummed about the Watchmen thing, and I'm confused and scared, and I just didn't see like James Gunn taking over, and then now this looks kind of sketchy. Danny Fresh said on TikTok, it was a truly inventive adaptation. Yeah, I just cannot recommend that enough. Like, it just was so perfect, and it's just odd that it's a sequel to a graphic novel, but was its own thing, and it's great. Anyway, speaking of Peter Parker, Jeremiah, you're still here with me. Spider-Man Freshman Year has been renamed to Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man and will release in 2024. What does the name change mean? My best guess? It's not canon. It never was going to be canon. And it's just another animated show that they're going to pretend is canon, just like X-Men 97 and just like What If. I don't think anything from there will ever actually carry over to live action, right? Nothing has, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. But so yeah, change the name to Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. It's not canon. So they're making it separate. They're trying to push it away, trying to make it its own thing. But with that, X-Men 97, which I just said, will release in spring 2024. My question, if anyone wants to chime in, am I going to need to like watch the original? Because I'm not saying it's not good. I'm just saying it doesn't quite hold up the same. Mainly because like our TVs used to be squares. So I don't see how I can get through that. Mainly time-wise too, right? Like our Puller Pass segment for this week's episode, blank. Like I read nothing. I just, time is not a friend of mine. So I'm hoping, I know no one knows the answer, but I'm hoping I won't need to rewatch X-Men, the animated series. This is an interesting little bit of news on the toy front. McFarlane Toys expands Page Punchers and signs a multi-brand licensing agreement with Hasbro. What does that mean? I think it just means more Page Punchers, but is McFarlane, I don't know how this company stuff works, but if he's making deals with Hasbro, there's something to be said there. Very interesting. Curious. I did have a McFarlane toy that was supposed to come in today. It was the Poison Ivy from the Batman and Robin movie, and it got delayed. So I'm going to be pretty mad if that's one of those ones that gets delayed, gets canceled, and then never shows up, and then is double on eBay. I can't really see that, but I don't know. I really would like that figure. It's a unique figure to have, you know, that I'll keep in a box forever. Thank you very much. The Lord of the Rings War of Rohirrim is in the works. I call myself a big Lord of the Rings fan. I read The Hobbit, age appropriately, actually. I read it like as a young adult. Probably top three favorite book. I read one of the other trilogy books in between, like waiting for a movie. I couldn't wait. I don't even think I finished it. Call myself a big Lord of the Rings fan. Tried The Silmarillion, if I said that correctly. Could not handle that. That I was arguably early 20s, though. I might have a different mindset now. But I don't know what this is. I don't remember what war this is. I'm excited. I don't know if it's connected to Rings of Power. I don't know how those legal issues work. But I really liked Rings of Power. I know everyone hates on it. I don't know if I was just excited to get Lord of the Rings, but I truly looked forward to each episode. So I'm hoping it's tied to that, or at least the same world. Because I like to pretend that Rings of Power is connected to the movies, in a sense, even though it's really just also based off of Silmarillion, even though that wasn't finished. Is that how that goes? It like just wasn't finished. Anyway, if you're on the TikTok, tap the likes. If you don't want to be in the TikTok, come to the YouTube. I'm all by myself. Let's drop a Dimitri go to the doctor in the chat. Let's drop a Jeremiah buy a computer in the chat, because they both need to do those things. A little worried about Dimitri. He's not feeling good for more than a few days. And Pierre, he's working, because apparently his job, when holidays come around, they flip him off. But I will say he does work arguably as much as me. So I won't talk as much crap as him. But Dimitri, go to the doctor, and Jeremiah, buy a computer. Anne Hathaway confirms she was cast as Black Cat in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 4. Very interesting. Is that part of the reason why she was even looked at for Catwoman? So I have this like running thing that I don't know how to explain quickly, and I've been dying to come up with like a term for it. I don't know if like double dipping is the word, or just like big two live action double dipping. That's like my long form of it. But like when you have a character in the DC universe and then he goes over to the Marvel universe, as far as actors go, should have said that better. So Ben Affleck, that's the best example. Daredevil, Batman. What would you call that when you're switching to this big, expanded, connected universe between the big two? I mean, I guess it could even go farther than that, because you know they try to like the monster universe or whatever. But like, what would you call that? So my thought was, if behind the scenes everyone knew that Anne Hathaway was supposed to be Black Cat, is it possible that that's why she was even thought of to be Catwoman? Kind of like giving her that similar role? I don't know. It's interesting. I never thought that would have been a thing. I guess I didn't realize that Spider-Man 4 was that far along to even like consider actors. Anyway, some sad news. E3, the video game convention, is done forever. You know, I've never been. I remember, you know, me and Dimitri being young and watching G4, or at least talking about it. I think G4 started to fizzle already when we even knew to talk about it. But if you remember G4, the video game station, I think it was, I don't know if it was like a Comcast exclusive thing. I just remember feeling really cool that I had this video game station as like a 14-year-old. But the whole thing on G4 was prep and coverage of E3. And I used to watch that from like morning to night, of just watching this TV station about just video games cover this convention. And of course, you know, all the other shows and talk shows and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, E3's done. I don't know what that means. I don't know if people just like realize that if you're going to a video game convention, you're just sitting somewhere else watching previews that you can just watch on YouTube probably within 5 minutes of it releasing at that show. Is that part of the reason that this convention has fallen apart or gone away? Maybe. I mean, I know comic conventions are different to the fact that, you know, you're interacting with the artists and writers. I don't know if that's the same vibe when you are meeting video game creators. It's also like a much, much bigger team. So I guess my opinion why it went away, there's just like, I can watch the trailer here. That's my thought. Could be wrong. Agatha All Along will be the official title of the Agatha show. I don't remember what it was called. A Darkhold something. So now it's just Agatha All Along. And my theory with this, it's a great one, but, you know, Scarlet Witch, we thought at the end of Multiverse of Madness, could have been still alive, right? Like, she had a little red explosion after she got crushed, right? So it's come more to be from interviews and stuff that she's not coming back. Like, that's it. That was the end of her. And I can't think of her name. Whatever, Scarlet Witch actress. Man, I can't think of her name. The Olsen, whatever her first name is. The Olsen older sister, right? She said in interviews how she was kind of bothered by the fact that Multiverse of Madness writers, directors, blah, 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 did not watch WandaVision. And it obviously showed for the fact that her redemption in the show just magically went away. So I'm thinking that Agatha All Along is just a play off of the way that ended and not the way he ended in Doctor Strange's movie. That's my thought here. I hope you liked it. This one I was curious to even think about because I don't know if I like it, but the Gen V star, Lizzie Broadway, wants to play Spider-Gwen in a live-action movie. This is just her saying out loud she wants to play Spider-Gwen. I think she's great in her role in Gen V. I've never seen her in anything else. I think my wife saw her in something, but I don't know if I see her as Spider-Gwen. I mean, maybe it's just because the Spider-Gwen I've read and now seen in the Spider-Verse movie is more so, I don't know, more sarcastic. And I see this actress just from this Gen V character as more like quirky, but that could just be my fault. So yeah, I don't hate it, but it's interesting. I guess I don't know if we'll ever get a Spider-Gwen live action the way we want because Sony, you know, Sony. That's all I'm going to say about that. Another animated Marvel show. I should have ordered my list here a little better. But another Marvel animated show is Eyes of Wakanda, in development right now. Apparently, we knew about this from what I saw from some TikTokers, but forgot about it, that we were going to get a Wakanda show. But Eyes of Wakanda, I don't think was the name. I don't really know anything about it, but a little clip was released somewhere, somehow, and it's going to probably get on the internet sooner than later. But I'm not a big, big fan of the Disney Plus animated. I love the shows so far, but the animated, I'm kind of like, whatever. I watch it when I watch it, but I'm cool with more Wakanda. I'd like to see more of that in a different kind of atmosphere for sure. All right, so now is our trailer talk section. I watched one trailer. That's all I did, pretty much. That's all I did productively for this episode. But it's a movie called Civil War. It is not comic book related. It is basically mildly post-apocalyptic or pre-apocalyptic or just basically the current state of the country. Super interesting trailer. Definitely need to see that. I don't think I'll wait for that one to come to TV. But yeah, you know, just like the Florida Republic is a name that they kind of drop mid-trailer. So just to give you an idea that Civil War, but now, like a now time Civil War. So a little scary, but super interesting. All right, I'm going to take a drink of my peach flavored water, zero calories. I'm going to take a sip of this and we're going to collection acquisition. If you're here on TikTok, feel free to come over to the YouTube. It's a little, probably sounds a little better, probably doesn't look as good. TikTok does a fantastic job of making me look like 10 years younger. YouTube, not so much. Very harsh. Probably my fault for too much light. But if you're on the TikTok, I recommend the YouTube. I can see the comments a little better. If you're on the TikTok and want to stay here, tap the like button as many times as you can. And then, like, tell me how many times. And I don't know. I'll post about it or mention or something. All right, so collection acquisition, I kind of buried here. Give me a second. Let me not show my address. So I bought a few comics strictly on speculation, which is also, I don't want to say frowned upon, but just I came up with this thing of like my idea for the next few years, you know, because housing market sucks, is to condense the pull list to things that I feel like I want to own the full collection, read digitally so I'm not missing out. I'm just missing out on being early and I get spoilers. But buy some spec books, mainly because I do enjoy flipping things here and there. It's part of the fun for me with comic collecting. I don't do it nearly as much as I used to. Now it's more once in a while. Would like to, like, you know, thank myself in 10 years from now. But I picked up, how can I show this productively here? Can we both see it on both cameras? Yeah. So this is not the order I wanted to show them. Anyway, so this is Batman 135. I meant to do more research and basically say who the variant cover artist was, because I think they're all variants actually. But I bought Batman 135 specifically because it's a Batman Beyond appearance, and I have a complete Batman Beyond collection. I think, at least. I think I do. If I don't, then I screwed up. And somewhere down the line, I hopefully will come across it, because I make this claim. Not that anyone's ever going to check, but I guess I don't, because I don't have a newsstand number one. And they're expensive. I mean, I have a regular number one signed by Kevin Conroy, Will Ferretti. I don't know if I got Tara Strong on that one. Anyway, I'll show it eventually. But yeah, so I claim to have this Batman Beyond perfect collection as far as comics go. And a newsstand is probably like the holy grail of that, right? So I also got Sentry number one. Again, this is speculation. The Batman Beyond book is not, but everything else is speculation. So this is a new Sentry coming in here. Let me show it this way. So this is a new Sentry. I think there's more than one. I might actually read it just to see, but I got a variant. I also kind of grabbed the variant that I think has potential, especially with speculation lately. The high tier variant, or like the fourth print variant, seems to be doing well in the resale market. So that's my logic there. What is next here? Avengers number 8. It's better this way. So Avengers number 8. This is the first cover appearance of Madryn and the Twilight Court. I also thought this cover was sick. Like, let me hold it in front of the microphone for YouTube here. So again, I meant to do the proper research and tell you who the variant artists were, but I didn't. So I apologize. And then the last spec book I got was X-Men 29. Again, variant. This is the first team appearance of the Seven Daggers of Latveria? Why am I blanking on how to say Dr. Doom's... I blanked on how to say Dr. Doom's country. Why can't I think of it? If someone could spell it out for me, I just completely blanked. But yeah, so he's got like some new team. And the team is the Dreamer, Nerium, Ironcloak, Slag, and Volta Doom. Which, if I got a different cover, probably would have been on here and I could have showed you. I really blanked on the name. It's going to bother me now. I can't pronounce it. I can't think of it. And I definitely spelt it wrong here. So there's that. And that's what happens when you're live. So I'm not going to do a community question per se this week. But I did make a clickbait title here. Latveria. It just doesn't sound right to me. Something's not clicking in my brain right now. But thank you, Danny Fresh, for trying to help me. I'm not going to do a community question, but the clickbait title of this episode is about Gwenpool being rumored in a leak for Deadpool 3. I just wanted to say that it's completely made up. Like, we just honestly made it up just to make a title. I think Pierre came up with it. So completely made up. Did it to be ironic in the recent, you know, Ryan Reynolds saying, like, please stop sharing leaks. So that was the point of that. So if you're watching for Gwenpool coming soon, Deadpool 3 leaks, you should leave, because I lied. So under our watched it category, I don't think I really watched anything worthy of sharing. I'm still watching Severance, which is a Apple TV show, just like subtle sci-fi, very interesting. I recommend that. But I did play for just about an hour, not even, the Lego Fortnite update. It is literally Minecraft dumbed down. I do see more coming. I see them, you know, definitely turning into something really great. But unless you really love Lego, or even if you do really love Lego, there wasn't enough Lego theme per se for me. It kind of felt like you put Lego people in Fortnite. I mean, I guess the way things break is kind of Lego-like, but I don't know. Like, It felt like a mix, not like a Lego world. Like, it felt like you mixed the two together. And then it was Minecraft. It was like the three. It's like if you took Fortnite, Legos, and Minecraft and mixed it all together, that's what it felt like. But it also feels like the game shouldn't have came out yet. But I did like it. I don't have time to go chop trees down to build a village of Lego for no purpose at all. And I didn't really figure out how to like get friends in or anything, so I don't really know. I don't know the point, but if you like those type of games, I would recommend it. It's different. For our friends of the weird message there. Sorry. For our friends of the show segment, I just wanted to not necessarily shout someone out, but I wanted to say that more than one person over the course of past few weeks have commented on Pierre's beard, liking it, liking mine, but also liking his. And then in more recent episodes, he shaved. So there was complaints. So there's a petition for Pierre to grow back his beard, which is not like a real beard. It's more of just like a nice face shaping kind of beard, you know, like not like a let's hide the double chin kind of beard, or let's look like a country music singer kind of beard. Not that kind of beard. He just has like a Tony Stark kind of facial hair. I would call it facial hair beard. But there's a petition for Pierre to grow back his facial hair. So that's a thing. But I mean, I guess that means someone, right? That's more than one person watching. So I'll take it. All right. So we are in our last segment, and then I'm going to wrap this up because it is just me. And it is hard to just sit here and talk by yourself, especially when Jeremiah is not in the chat like he promised he would be. So if we could drop in the chat, Jeremiah, buy a computer, that would be great. And then again, Dimitri, please go to the doctor. And then if you want to send hearts to Pierre, because he's still at work right now. He's still working. I think he's worked 12 hours today. So his dog probably destroyed something. Rumors. Netflix is seemingly interested in reviving Zack Snyder's DC universe. I don't understand. Like, do they really think that this Rebel Moon movie is going to just be so great that they're going to say, hey, DC, now that you're on Tubi, can we exclusively have Snyder's vision only on Netflix? I don't see it. It's a very far-fetched rumor, in my opinion. But who am I? Sasha Kelly, Supergirl, will not be reprising her role. So that's the Supergirl from the Flash movie. She's not coming back. It's the rumor. Makes sense, because Maxwell Lord was confirmed not to be coming back. So not surprised. If you're in the TikTok, spam those likes for me. We're going to be wrapping up pretty soon. I would like to hit 1,000 likes before we leave. And when I say we, I mean just me, because everyone ditched me today. One good reason, one okay reason, and then Jeremiah buy a computer reason. Netflix in talk to acquire live action rights to Baldur's Gate 3. So I did purchase Baldur's Gate on a weekend where a job fell through and I had nothing to do. I was like, I'm going to play this game because it looks really cool. I've been seeing TikToks on it. I was really atrociously bad at the game, like unplayable to a point where I realized that the time played from the saves was a third of the actual hours I was putting in, which means I was restarting and trying again way too many times, way too early in the game. And I don't know, I just should have been evil. I think it just would have been smoother if I was evil. Something wasn't clicking for me. Just like I'm still trying to pronounce in my head Dr. Doom's country, because it's not like, it's a complete mind blank. I cannot say it correctly. I can't. It's just, I don't know. My brain is just too full of other things. I lost it. It's embarrassing. Anyway, Netflix is getting Baldur's Gate 3. I don't know. It's a rumor. Whatever. God of War Valhalla, which is the free downloadable content for the most recent God of War game, is reportedly longer than the Modern Warfare 3 campaign. Now, this rumor could just be stemming out of the fact that the voice actor made some joke about his last speech being longer than the Modern Warfare game. That could be where this stemmed from. But yeah, you're talking about free downloadable content that is rumored to be longer than a paid $70 game that's, you know, I mean, that's like, would you call it a franchise now? It's like a Madden where every year you like feel the need to buy a Call of Duty. I mean, I'll buy it every few years, but yeah. So if that's true, I mean, good for God of War for giving that much free content. If it's true for Modern Warfare, I mean, really, like, we need to just band together and not buy them anymore. Like, just stop buying these Call of Duty games. It's ridiculous. Anyway, a Spider-Verse game is seemingly in the works with Insomniac, in addition to the Spider-Man 3 game. My question is it just gonna look like the Spider-Verse costume has a matching environment and they're just gonna make it match? Like, they're just gonna take what we have and just make it match? My thought, because again, this is a rumor and who knows where it even came from at this point, but my thought is if they did a Spider-Verse anything, it should be downloadable content in Spider-Man 3, because they alluded to it in Spider-Man 2. Spoiler, you collect these little spider bots, right? And a portal opens, which is the same kind of portal you see in the Spider-Verse movies. So my thought would be that would be downloadable content or a major part of the story in Spider-Man 3. And you actually get to be that version of Miles in a New York that resembles that art style, and have it be a few hour gameplay where, like, you know, the frame rate's low. So that's my thought, but that's a rumor. I don't see us getting two Spider-Man games, because I don't see how they can make a Spider-Verse one different enough from Spider-Man 3 to be cared about, unless it was just about Gwen. That's another idea. What if that game was just about Spider-Gwen? And then when she does come over, she looks not cartoony. Like, her game is Spider-Verse, or her downloadable content is Spider-Verse, and then she comes over. Probably not. That's a bit of nonsense. All right. Dune Messiah has been greenlit for 2027 release. I watched the original Dune movie after failing to understand the book. I then went back and read the book. When I say read, I mean audiobook, because who has time to read real books? So I listened to the audiobook, understood it much better after watching the original film, and then watched, you know, the new film with Timothy Shamalama Ding Dong, right? It's a PR joke, sorry. It was corny when I said it. It's funny when Pierre says it, but that was a PR joke for the record. If you're in the TikTok, smash the likes. That's a PR thing too. So yeah, so the second book of Dune is greenlit for a 2027 movie release. So my question is, if the first book was somehow two movies, which I don't think it should have been, is the second book also two movies? Do I try and listen to the second? I own the audio. You know, it's digital, so who knows if someone will steal it from me and just delete it. But yeah, so that's my rumors. That's all I got for you. If anyone has any questions, comments, or concerns, now's the time, because I'm going to leave. I'm going to go away in just a moment. If you're here, like, subscribe, please do all of that. It was just me this week. I didn't want to cancel last minute. Normally, when it's just solo, we'll reschedule, because it's obviously not as fun if I have no one to argue with. But I didn't want to cancel last minute, and it was a lot of news. I feel like there's a lot of news that would have been irrelevant for me to save for next week. So here we are. If you're on the TikTok again, I'd like to hit 1,000 likes. It's obviously not going to happen. Like, you'd have to just go ballistic right now to help me get 1,000 likes. If you're on the YouTube, you want to drop a comment. That's all I got for you. That's all I got. And this is Panelized Comic Book Live Stream. That's what we call ourselves. We have an interview coming up mid-January. I probably won't be part of it due to my wife giving birth, probably that same day. But we have a very exciting interview. I will announce officially January. New year, I will announce officially who, when, what, where. Very exciting book, Image Comics book, whole creative team. And it's going to be our first live interview. I don't know how it's going to go. And I especially don't know how it's going to go if I'm not here to do it. So definitely don't want to miss that. Because if you do, you might keep that time. You might still have that time. So yeah, so, you know, next time it won't just be me, I think. You enjoy our latest podcast episode? Well, guess what? It's not just audio, it's a live stream. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube for an interactive experience. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on TikTok for even more fun content. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. Again, that's Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. See you there.